we're dealing with folks that are obviously not that bright, or they're too trusting, or they're a combination of, I don't know, or they're just brainwashed. No, they're brainwashed. I don't know.
Well, it's their lifestyle. I mean, if before COVID, your lifestyle just, you know, consisted of watching mainstream news and, you know, maybe your office place is the same. Maybe no one's talking about this stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of people that go into the office that are talking about, you know, reality TV shows. Like, they work all day, they go home, and they're watching some housewife show. I don't know. But, yes, if you're not surrounded by where you can access the information, well, it's not going to get to you.
Well, that is an interesting point. I mean, how do you wake up? That's an interesting point.
Right. Somebody do you has put to... on Good Morning America, or do you put the radio on?
Did you hear what they said today?
On. No, I don't watch any
Good
of
Morning
that.
America. They tweeted out Ketanji, because Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in to the Supreme mm-hmm. Court today.
Oh, okay.
Good Morning America tweeted, Ketanji Brown Jackson is sworn in as the first black Supreme Court justice in U.S. history.
No. No.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Oh,
they tweeted that at, what was it? Well, they tweeted it today at 1:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have the tweet right in front of me. I'm like, oh. You guys forgot about Clarence Thomas. I think he's been there for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to talk about goodness. Stupidity and seeing things from one side.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, that guy, he's black? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there's some people that get up in the morning and they just put on their local news on the radio.
Yeah.
Or music. Some people do just like music that they don't really listen to much. But I do know people that, you know, I know what their sources are. It's Good Morning America, Today Show. That's their morning. That's their morning routine. And, yeah, so that starts your day. You go to work. Now you're in work and you're talking about maybe what was on television last night. And you go home and you do that routine all over. I told you I knew someone who had a high-stress job at a hospital years ago, and all they watched at night was TV Land because they needed to unwind. They didn't want to anything. They wanted to come out and relax, and in the background, TV Land would be on. That's it.
Well, this is what happens. This is what we get.
Right.
The problem is we're competing against those folks when you go to the polls.
That's right. And the people that I'm telling you about, they are smart people. They have good jobs. No down economy will probably hurt them because of the, you know, careers that they're in. And, you know, okay, if there's high prices, they can handle it. But when it comes to discussions like this, there's zero substance there, like nothing. They wouldn't even know any. They don't know anything we're talking about.
I wanted to throw this at you. You know those old Time magazines we got?
Mm-hmm.
I picked one up from 1989. You ready for this one?
Oh, God.
And we're going to keep tapping these because they really are like a time capsule of the insanity in many cases. They picked this up from the Associated Press. They were talking about global warming.
Mm-hmm.
UN predicts a disaster if global warming is not checked. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming is not reversed by the year 2000. This was June 30th, 1989.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mobile grift. They just keep changing the dates. And
right,
they went from global warming. They turned out that was a scam. So they went from global warming to climate change.
Correct. Know? Now, do you have a Time magazine from, say, not sure if it was August or October of 1992?
Probably.
I'd be curious. If you have that, look to see if they have coverage of Agenda 21 out of Rio de Janeiro. That would be interesting.
I got the whole...
I told you, send me what you don't have, and I'll go on the hunt for it. I only have one Time magazine. You're
not allowed to buy anymore.
Why? I'll buy them.
No, there's too many of them. We have to. We're in the process of making a library of them. It's crazy.
Well, you know what I mean. You have missing. You've got to fill the missing holes.
But like my feeling is, any Time magazine after like 1980 or mid 1990s, after the Clintons came in, are trash anyhow.
Right. I only have one. I only have one here in my office. And that is September 11th, 2001.
Yeah, that's
the only
cover.
One I have. Yep, that's the only one I have.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have it. Otherwise, you would be welcome to this one.
Well, no. There's kind of a blackout in this house when it comes to that date.
Okay,
we don't talk
gotcha.
About it much, and we don't.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of stuff from that date when I was in New York. I had this fucking thing. It was haunting. It was when I got on the New Jersey Turnpike from Philly. And I don't know what time I got on the Turnpike, but it was early in the morning. And I got the card. You know, they give you the card because you got to pay the toll. But then when I got to, I went through the Lincoln. When I got to the Lincoln, there was nobody there. It was like the scene of The Godfather. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that gets shot? Was it Michael? No, it's not Michael. It's Sonny. Sonny?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what do I do with this card? Well, you don't do anything with it. You put it in your pocket. So I had that. I had that with the date on it and everything. And a number of other things.
You're waiting to get shot.
Yeah. I had that and all these things in like a box. And then the box just vanished. And I'm thinking, oh, my wife. Because I go fumbling through the box. I get like a bottle of tequila and go fumbling through the box to 2001, September 11th box with a bottle of tequila every now and then.
Right.
And I think she just said, you know what? The 9/11 box is going bye-bye. So we don't really talk too much about it. But I know exactly the issue you're talking about. And I have to look through some of the ones. See if Agenda 21 is mentioned.
Yeah, that would sometime. Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. I can't remember if it was August or September. I mean, August or October. But I will see if I can look this up. I know it was in Rio de Janeiro.
It's pretty cool because you can search online. Like Time.com has a vault where you can search online by year and by subject. And it tells you what publications and stuff is in, and then you can cross-reference it. So you don't have to comb through every book. That would be
right.
That would be impossible.
So, it was August. I mean, no, that's so self-evident.
But while you're looking, I'll just say. So the point there was in June 30th, 1989. They were predicting that we were all going to get wiped out anyhow by 2000.
It's only
11
year
window there.
Oh yeah. No, and when people are buying, you know, oceanfront property, and you say, okay, wait a second, why are you doing that?
Why did Obama? Why does he live on the ocean? And Martha's right. I mean, he lives on the fucking ocean. It's a beautiful place. Wouldn't if you were going to get wiped out, you're going to lose your house. Mm-hmm. He's not worried about losing his house. He's putting in a 2,500-gallon propane tank at his house.
Yeah.
He's worried about losing power. He's not worried about losing his house into the ocean. It's like a joke.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. All right, this was in April of 1992.
April of 92. Let me look this up.
It was, well, it may have been May because it happened April, the end of April.
It's wild stuff.
The event.
April 92. What am I looking for? Agenda 21?
Agenda 21. Anything like the UN.
I'm going to have to search a little bit harder besides doing the stuff on the fly. Cause...
Yeah, no, it would be, I'm trying to think. Anything that says the UN, Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21. So anywhere around, I would say, the end of April or May. Maybe it was in the May edition. It was originally like called like the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. And it's an action plan for sustainable development.
Okay, I'll have to look it up offline. But that's something I could cruise through because 92 is, you know, if you say it's in sometime in the 1920s, well, that's a different,
that's a different story.
92, I can zip through to see what's in there. It's interesting. I've been reading these things a lot. I'm going to start incorporating them into the show because some of the stuff is just real head scratching. You're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this again. Mm-hmm. They've reskinned this playbook and they're doing this and they're doing that. And, I mean, they only have so many plays. They have to reinvent these plays.
It's great to have this at your fingertips because news moves so quickly. We do forget what's already been played on us until you find these things. Like, here's a Time magazine from January 11th, 1999. The future of medicine.
Oh, yeah.
How genetic engineering will change us in the next century. That's an interesting one if you have that one.
They have stuff, Maria, they have stuff in the 70s talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
Medicine. Yeah. And, you know, all these things. It's like, wait a minute. You know, and this is the same time frame when Klaus Schwab was creating the World Economic Forum. You started to think, hey, wait a minute. Some of these things seem kind of related when you look at the content that's coming out. And you know, so these are like the early days of this scheme where they decided, you know what we're going to do here? You know, the Rockefeller Foundation, et cetera. These guys got together and said, you know what we're going to do here? And then the magazines and, you know, even Newsweek and other magazines, New York Times, you look up stuff and you can see these trends of these stories, that more and more stories from certain launch points. And you're like, oh, this is when it all started. Certain things. But
no, it is.
Things move so fast. We don't pay attention to that. There's no way to pay attention to that. We're consumed with our lives, right? So we'll go back and we'll keep an eye on this stuff and say, oh, well, this happened, you know, this started in the 70s, this started. And I've seen some stuff in the 50s that I'm like, oh, this is crazy, especially military industrial stuff.
Oh, yeah, when you're listening to some of those old radio shows that, you know, I tend to, in the car especially, it's like 40 to 40s. And some of the things were the vintage commercials. It's kind of amazing. Some of the things you go, oh my God, you know, that's happening today.
Well, you look back at the stuff from the 1930s and the 1940s, the 1940s Time magazine is real hard to get a hold of because of World War II. And they forties. And the covers were historic. You know, they had all these Nazis on the covers and 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, et cetera. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back of the truck stop, or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vantage a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vantage VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vantage helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vantage on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vantage, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vantage makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vantage or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vantage is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. For you folks who need a little help with the math, IP Vantage is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain. That's P-A-I-N-E. And use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. And Hitler and things, and what happened is people just, collectors would just want those because of their historic values. I mean, there's one edition with Hitler's face on it. I forget the exact one, but if you have a single copy of that, it's worth probably $100,000. I mean, collectors are like crazy. So, but if you look at this, things in the 30s and the 40s, the language 100 years later is sure starting to sound familiar. Totalitarianism, fascism, communism. It's like, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to advance 100 years, right? People were supposed to be in flying cars by now. They're not in flying cars by now. Right back to the 1930s and right back to the 1940s and in Nazi Germany. It's, I mean, you can't make it up. And when VM sits here and says everything's a rerun, God damn it, if he didn't hit the nail on the head there.
They just changed the players. That's it.
So we're going to keep an eye on that stuff. We've tackled a lot of stuff tonight, and I didn't have that surgery.
You are reading my mind. Thank you.
I didn't have the surgery. And
thank you. And neither did I.
So we might have to go to the bathroom and stuff. You know, we're not young anymore.
No.
We're not really old either, though. Like you say, I'm not really that old, I guess. Feel old, you know.
And our minds will be 25 forever.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're 25.
You're 13. That's right.
I get younger every week, according to the folks around here. And rightly so. I've been up to my old antics doing funny things to annoy people because that's what smart asses do. But so good stuff. We will have you back next week, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
Never mind.
Oh, no. Wait, I'm not good. Next week is... Oh, it's not a holiday. The holiday is coming up.
The holiday is Monday.
You're talking to somebody who doesn't even know what the hell day it is. I know that it's like
Monday's a holiday, so everyone have a great long weekend.
Yeah, great you long weekend. It, you're right. Well,
even though you're working.
I am working. Well, you will do a show on the 4th, so the show will be on the 4th. It's a regular week for me, so to speak, somewhat. But we will, you know, keep bringing the heat. And we got Dustin. I talked to Dustin today. he's working on his studio and getting all of his ducks in a row, and we're getting him some equipment, and he's got his own equipment, so we're making headway.
Yes, it's shaping up.
Shaping up.
And can't we?
I worked today on our new little studio I'm building in my garage, so I worked on that because Dustin is working on his studio, and I said, I better get my ass moving on that studio. And so I don't know if we'll probably still use this little studio I have here in the house too from time to time, but the one in the garage gives me a lot more space.
Oh my. Oh my. How about the music? Is it going to be even louder now?
Whose music?
Yours.
In the garage?
Yeah. You're going to play it louder than where you are now?
I could do a lot of things louder than where I am now.
Oh, this is fun.
Which is nice because we fixed the garage up so to make it into a studio, so it's good. So it's a win-win.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a win-win, you know what I mean?
It's all good.
And I'll keep people updated on that. So maybe before you know it, you'll be watching in front of the or in the new studio. I don't know if I can get it off the ground by the weekend, but we'll just keep plugging away. And
yeah.
I get kind of crazy when I'm not doing shows. Like, well, I feel like I should be. Nighttime comes around, I'm like, I should be fucking either editing something or doing a show. And it takes a day or two to just decompress. And then by the time I decompress, I'm right back at it. So it's kind of a funny process. But
no, but that's good. It's what you're used to, and you're used to your routine. You definitely would never handle retirement well at all.
Retirement?
Yeah. No.
Not in this economy.
You would probably drive your wife insane.
Well, that is that does make a retirement more attractive. It certainly makes it more appealing. Anyway.
All right. Go
have
to
a good
little
one.
Boys' room.
We'll
you
see
too.
You. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Yeah.